Rabbana.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Rabbana, ya Hayyu, ya Qayyum, nawwir qalbana.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Thank you for joining us here today. Today on The Key, we'd like to offer our congratulations to our listeners because, as you know, we are on the night of Qadr. We're approaching the night of Qadr. Tonight is the night of Qadr, the night of ordainment, the 23rd of Ramadan. As you know, the nights of Qadr, the nights of ordainment, there is only one night of ordainment, technically, in the Islamic year. However, God Almighty has chosen to keep this secret, right, for a wisdom, and there's a wisdom behind this. At the same time, according to certain traditions, there is a great likelihood that the night of ordainment occurs in one of the three nights of Ramadan, meaning the 19th, the 21st, or the 23rd. And out of these three nights, it's highly likely, it's more likely than anything that the night of ordainment, the night of Qadr, occurs on the 23rd. The reason for this is based upon a certain tradition which has been narrated from the Holy Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet Muhammad, a Bedouin came to him and said, I cannot come to Medina, right, to take part in the, religious ceremonies of the month of Ramadan in the nights. So please, I can only come once, in the month of Ramadan, because I'm a Bedouin, I live in the in the desert, so it's very difficult for me to come. So tell me one night which I should come. So the Prophet said, you should come on the 23rd. So a lot of our scholars have kind of concluded from this that the night of Qadr, the night of ordainment, it's highly likely that it occurs on the 23rd every year because of this tradition. In any case, today on The Key, we're going to be looking at a question and examining a question, and that question is this. All right, so tonight is the night of ordainment. People ask, what should we do on this night of ordainment, right? We know that we should worship God, we should ask forgiveness, but is there anything specific that we can do, that's going to increase our chances of being forgiven in this night and, give us a lot more reward than we would have gotten if we would have done something else? So the answer to this question is yes, there are a lot of good a'mal and action that we can perform in these nights, so we're going to look at some of those right tonight. So there are certain actions which are what we call them mushtarak, meaning they're common to the three nights of ordainment, the 19th, the 20th, 21st, and the 23rd. For example, one of them is like performing the ghusl, the ritual bath for these nights. And there's also certain prayers, certain du'as that are to be performed, which you can refer to in the books of prayers and the books of du'a. There's also certain actions in amal which are specific to each night and which can be performed, which can be referenced by, again, referring to these books. One of the things we'd like to mention to our listeners here is that it's highly recommended, it's been mentioned in the hadith regarding the nights of Qadr, that a person should also spend a certain portion of this night seeking knowledge, right? Seeking knowledge. It could be in the form of reading a book or, discussing some religious topics with one's friends and so on and so forth. Please, we ask our listeners, do not forget to, this action, this beneficial, spiritually beneficial action in this night. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the actions to be performed on the nights of ordainment. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.